Jared embarrassed himself while he was shopping for a new car. His Tesla was totaled after he hit a deer. And so you found yourself on a car lot?
Yeah, I went to cars.com and I put in the EVs or the hybrid because I love the environment. And
or because you drive 7,000 miles
to work. I drive 7,000 miles and I have the plug-in, so I'm like, I don't want to pay
for it. Guy that has thrown stuff out his window like garbage.
No, I do that, but also I dump oil in the rivers.
Mm. That's too. That too.
That's fine.
And he parks in the fire lane, but that is for a different day.
Yeah.
And
if Jared didn't do that, Dawn would have no ducks covered in oil to make their commercials.
I'm trying to sell Dawn soap. Thanks, Matt. Matt's got my back. We had that one car ride.
He's trying to get an endorsement from Dawn Soap.
Yeah, I want Dawn Soap or cars.com.
We know he doesn't do dishes. He throws them away.
He throws those away.
I have thrown those away in the
past. Or he leaves them in his desk drawer or in here in the cabinet. So, you know.
And I'm starting to leave them in Jason's desk drawer. He still hasn't looked.
He doesn't know.
That would be horrible.
Very moldy. And so I went to this one dealership and I test drove a Ford E-Mach. And it was Ford Mustang E-Mach. It's a crossover, but it's an electric vehicle. It reminded me of the Tesla. I'm like, ooh, I like this a lot.
Uh-huh.
But I have to act like I don't. But anyway, I had Ezra with me. And the guy was like, can you come at this time? I was like, sure. And so getting the car seat out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Putting the car seat in the new car.
Yeah.
Getting Ezra in the car. Ezra's tablet. Making sure it's anchored in. All blah, blah, blah. You know, and get him strapped in. We go on the test drive. I'm like, I really like this car a lot. You know, it's one of those things where you don't want to be like, I'll take it.
Yeah, you can't be too excited.
I'm like, I don't know. I've been thinking about it for a few months, praying fast. And so we get back, and then he's like, and I had, I had an appointment. Not an appointment. I had to go pick up Eli from wrestling practice. So I'm like, I have to leave in 15 minutes. So, like, I do have to think about it. There's no way we can do any of this right now.
Right.
And so then I leave. I'm like, all right. I said, but before I leave, let me go out. I get to the car. Let me put the car seat back in my car, and I'll come back in. And he's printing stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Ezra, come with me. I get the car seat out of the car that I test drove, put it back in my car, went back inside. And the guy printed off stuff. He was really nice. Handed me his card. He said, let me know. I said, okay. And so then I go, like, all right, Ezra, we've got to go pick up your brother, Eli. He said, okay. We go to get in the car. I'm like, where's the car seat?
What?
Am I insane? Where is the car seat? It's a big car seat. It's not the booster.
It's a car seat.
Full car seat.
Which you just put back in your car.
I just put in the car. I'm like, did somebody steal my car seat? and this car seat's old. Like, I would not steal this car seat. And I'm like, who would steal a car seat? This is insane. And I'm turning to go back into the thing, and I look, and there's Leigh getting in her car.
Uh-huh.
I look. I had put Ezra's car seat in her car.
No, you did not.
Her door, because I was also in a rental car, so I didn't even reckon the cars looked the same. And I was like, ma'am. And she was like an older woman, definitely doesn't have young kids. And I'm like, hey, I think I put my son's car seat in your car. She's like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, oh, she was really nice, but I was like, oh, no problem. And I'm like, excuse me. I'm like trying not to dent her car, right. Opening it and trying to get it out because it's all like big and bulky. And then I got the car seat out, put it back in, and I'm like, I don't need to be buying a car
that
today.
I
was real embarrassed.
I've done that before
in her car.
The same car. Like if I was at a grocery store and you come out and it's the black car, the same car.
Yep.
I've opened the door or tried to open it or even open the door. I'm like, Wait a second. I didn't stop at Burger King. Why is there a Burger King?
Who put Burger King wrappers in
my car? Car seat.
No, a whole car seat. And I had it latched it and everything. And I was like, oh. But I had a rental car that was the same color. And I'm not used to seeing it. And I just went straight to it. It was right next to mine. And it was unlocked.
Yeah.
So I just put it in there.
What are the odds?
I know.
What are the odds? And good thing she didn't drive off.
If I was inside,
yep.
I would have just got back to my car and be like, somebody stole the car seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would have got home and like, why is there a car seat in my car? She's probably in her 60s. Like, what in the world is going on?
You cannot make that up.
No, you can't.
Mm-mm.
So that's just a small way I like to embarrass myself.
It's probably a good idea that you were not buying a car that day because that is the sign that you were just, we've all been there.
On.
Well, and you're so tired that you're not even taking in anything. I mean,
There
are some days where, this is terrible to admit, but there are some days where I get home and I think, who drove me here?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
How did
it's
I, you
horrible.
Know, it's just you're on autopilot.
Yes.
And it's like, I couldn't tell you one thing about the ride home.
And the appointment was like in the middle of the day, like at 4, there's no nap,
right.
Nothing. And it was just like running around.
I wonder how dangerous that is.
It's got to be dangerous.
I would say out of the 10 times I've gone to Costco, I have been in a daze and drove all the way to work. I just fly by the exit.
Yeah. Oh,
and
really?
Down Patterson, and pull right in. And I'm like, where is it?
Here.
Oh, yeah. And then I have to go all the way back.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I've done that where I'm like, you're meeting somebody, you're going on a date or whatever, and I just drive straight to work. I'm like, what am I doing?
I know.
I don't even live in the city. And I'm like, I'm going to be about 20 minutes late.
Mm-hmm. That's a turnaround.
I'm at work on a Saturday. Sorry. But yeah, and I talked to Squid, our boy Squid.
Yep.
And he was really helpful with the cards. He tried to get me to buy a Lotus that was $115,000. I'm like,
you're like, in what world?
You worked where I worked. Mm-hmm. You know
how
my
that goes.
Situation. He was like, nah, it'd just be funny.
So what is the, because you didn't have Gap. So you're upside down.
Oh, yeah. I didn't share that on the air. So you're so secret.
Oh, it was?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
I hadn't had a chance to update people.
I thought you did. I thought I mentioned it.
Anyway, it was off the air. But yeah, I did not have Gap.
So like, you're upside down. What are
6,000, I think.
Oof.
I know.
So a lot of times when you get a loan, you can only be like 20% more than the value of the car, which causes you to have to get a more expensive car.
Yes.
Believe it or not, if you're upside down, you have to get a more expensive car. So you can be 20% of the near the value.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. It ain't great.
So I was like, I guess you have to buy that Lotus.
I guess so.
The place I went, they're like, we can roll it in. I'm like, ooh, how much is that going to be? I'm like, oh.
Well, you have to. You have no choice.
I have no choice.
Yep. And this time you will get Gap.
Yes.
Yes.
I got the extended warranty. That was $4,000, but I didn't get Gap.
Mm-hmm.
I probably thought, I have insurance. I'm probably dumb. They're like, you want Gap insurance? Like, I got Geico.
I'm fine.
I got Allstate or whatever.
You probably looked at them and thought, idiots.
Idiots. I already have insurance, dummy. I'm going to buy this car.
Trying to swindle me.
Trying to get me to get insurance on insurance. I don't think so.
I don't do double insurance, you
I
moron.
Won't fall for that.
If you have the warranty, you should be able to get some of that back.
It's expired. I mean, gosh. I've already moved past the mileage because I drove 35,000 miles a year.
Oh,
you think I'm a
God.
Trucker? No, I have three kids and a single dad. And even that's even having the kids.
He's a single dad who works too hard.
Write it up. I want the country song by the end of the week.
Do it.
Get Reba to sing it.
Yeah. Get Reba to do it.
Yeah, please. Let's do that.
I would just keep the, you said your mom gave you an extra car. I would just use that. There's no car payment. What's the point of the car payment at this point? You got a car.
You could save up.
It's also her car.
Yeah, it's her. What?
Well, she has another car.
She has another
right?
car. Yeah, they're both older, so she's worried. I mean, she's let me use it as long as I need. So, yeah, of course, I'd rather do that. But I'm driving that car yesterday. The Prius, it's 17 years old, I think. And it's my dad's car. And he took very good care of it. All of a sudden, it was like,
no.
It's you,
and
dude.
It is.
I know. And it said, because it's old school. I didn't tell you guys this. It's old school. You know, like check engine light comes on. That's old school.
Yep.
This even like, it was like new school, old school. So it has the monitor, even though it's 17 years old. It just said problem.
Problem?
And it had arrow pointing at me. I'm like, oh, hey, wait
I
a minute.
Hey, rude.
No, but it just said problem. I'm like hitting, because it's a touchscreen. I'm like hitting it, nothing. And then there's red lights everywhere. And then a big like warning sign. I'm like,
oh, gosh.
What is going on? I've driven it like one day.
And it doesn't even tell you in which section of the car to
no,
be looking.
No, just problem.
Just problem.
And I'm like, the whole time. And then it didn't do that this morning on the way to work, but it still had the big thing.
Yeah.
And then other red things on the screen. I'm like, pressing it, nothing.
Is the book in the...
I'm going to chat it.
Yeah.
I'm going to chat GPT. Chat,
okay.
Or Perplexity is my new thing.
Oh,
could
yeah.
They actually make a thing that plugs into and it gives you what the warning is.
You can do like AutoZone or something?
Yeah, they'll do it for free.
Oh, I just always look in the book.
That's probably a good idea.
Again, well, I like the newspaper.
Old school.
you can do that for sure. There's sometimes like the check engine light coming on could mean one of like 100 things.
Yeah.
It's still the same light. So when you take it to like a Riley, AutoZone, whatever, they can plug it in and they'll run the code. And then they'll tell you, okay, it's giving this code, which means XYZ.
And a lot of Richard had one because my car had a check engine light on. 95% of the time, believe it or not, gas cap. Not on red.
Oh, it's not on.
But if it's not the gas cap.
Yeah, true.